Commando, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Luckiest Girl in the World, by Caroline, Copenhagen, C. Up until 2 months ago, I'd always thought sex was a bit overrated. It's not like it stopped me or anything. Sure, most of my girlfriends thought that my sex life was both rich and varied. But I've always felt that something or other was missing. That what I got out of it wasn't entirely the real deal. It was Friday afternoon, and it happened by chance. I was sitting with a couple of colleagues after work, enjoying a beer at the cafe near where I worked, when I caught sight of a bloke two tables away. He was a regular bloke, not particularly attractive, but just sitting there. He sat playing with a pair of handcuffs completely openly. The mere sight of the shiny metal opened something up to me that I'd completely repressed. Breathless, I got goosebumps immediately. I noticed that my nipples were becoming erect, becoming harder and more sensitive under my tight blouse. Suddenly, memories from my early teens burst forth, and at once, I could remember the same feelings I had from the time two boys had tied me to a tree in the garden while we were playing. I wondered afterwards what the strange feeling in my stomach was and why my panties were wet, even though I hadn't peed in them. I couldn't follow my colleague's conversation. All my attention was on the bloke with the handcuffs. He glanced up, and our eyes met. I felt a cold shiver and felt completely naked. His smile told me that he knew how I felt. He took plenty of time. He finished his beer, got up and left the handcuffs on the table. "Hello, excuse me, you forgot something." Slightly out of breath, my cheeks flushed. I caught up with him outside on the pavement. "Really? Oh, those, thanks very much." Again, the same smile told me that he was fully aware of how I felt, and that he was reveling in it. I should have left, but instead I feebly remained standing there. There was an uncomfortable silence between us. "Come on, you can come and try them." He didn't ask if I wanted to. On the contrary, he made it sound as if he were making a generous offer. I waited for a moment, then I followed him. I couldn't do anything else, and he pretty much knew that too. We took a taxi. We didn't talk, and we didn't touch each other. Nonetheless, it was the most arousing taxi journey I'd ever experienced. When we got out of the cab, he could have taken me against the wall, and I wouldn't have protested. I was that horny. He walked ahead of me, going up the stairs, and then knocked on a door on the second floor. A fair-haired girl about my own age opened the door. For a brief moment, I was on the verge of turning around, disappointed, and leaving. But then I saw her smile. I felt like waiting, and my desire increasingly took hold of me. She took me by the hand and led me down a long, dark corridor, which ended in a large, bright room, which could best be described as a bedroom. But apart from the massive bed, there was a massive selection of paraphernalia, including a plank